7 feet. Barren, strange fruit. Blood on the leaves. And blood at the roots. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze.
Oh, welcome back to Old Car Wax. We are reviewing Strange Birth of a Nation. This was the movie from the controversial actor, producer, director, Nate Parker, who's playing the controversial character, Nate Turner. So this was a very interesting movie. My wife and I went, and we heard all of the scuttlebutt about the movie. It'll incite violence, and it was really racist, and learn your history, and you know how bad of a thing this was. But we didn't see it that way. We saw the movie as being very interesting, but again, we are avid movie fans, so our perspective may be a little different than most, but perspective anyway. And Alicia, when you walked in and you read some things about the movie Birth of a Nation, but let me go back real quick. So this was a movie that was at the Cannes Film Festival.
That's correct. It was at the film festival, and we didn't hear enough. We really didn't hear about it until it was all over the news of how many movie companies were after buying this movie.
Absolutely. So and what drove it really was 12 Years a Slave. So which hot, you know, slave movie could they jump on and say, hey, here's the next big hit that we can get an Oscar for, we can promote, and show that we can produce black movies as well. So, but when we saw that, then we start dissecting the storyline, which was the slave revolt ran by Nat Turner, who was this preacher who turned rebellious slave. So did you have anything outside of, even though Nat Parker was the controversy, we got to bring that up. He was allegedly accused of raping a woman with a friend of his when he was in college.
Yep.
He wasn't convicted. His friend was convicted.
Yep.
But and went to jail, but he came out, and the young lady actually killed herself.
Yep, which he didn't know.
Yeah, he wasn't aware
of that. He was not aware of that until later on when somebody brought it up. So the one thing that, you know, was interesting was we had this discussion about this where you're innocent until proven guilty. But he was exonerated from the charge, but yet he will always be associated to the charge.
Absolutely. And the thing is, it's going to come up because if he makes a controversial film, people will automatically say, I won't see it because of him.
Well, that's what they were trying to do.
Yeah, they was trying to do.
They were really trying to do that.
And there's certain protests still going on.
Right,
you
know, right.
If you read through the articles and the alerts that we get in reference of this movie, there's people still protesting it.
Right.
And everyone has that right.
Yeah, they know? Do.
They have the right to protest.
Exactly.
It. But historically, I think this is an important movie to see because this is something that a lot of people, black, white, Hispanic, around the world didn't know that actually black slaves did revolt.
They did.
Stood up and said, yo, this is enough.
Yes.
And we're going to have to do something about it. And it was in a March on Washington, We Shall Overcome. This was kill the slave owners.
Yeah.
To get our freedom.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So it was, it's interesting because I'm into history with slavery. And my husband will tell you, I've been reading books. I mean, before there was, you know, the tablets with iBooks and all that, I would pick up a book on slavery and read a lot about it. But that's because I've been, you know, been raised from the islands, and they taught us that, which is different from how they've been teaching Americans history of slavery. But it was interesting how he tried to keep as close to the story of Nate Turner. He really did. It wasn't emotional.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't just kind of like, let's go out there and kill all the white folks. No, it wasn't like that.
No.
It was kind of funny.
Yeah, because but it was a story, though.
Right, and we was watching 60 Minutes, and there was the relatives of the Turner family, white and black, you know. And it was like, we didn't really want to tell this story because we were afraid. But, you know, a revolt will come and black people will go out there and kill all the white people. It wasn't like that. That was not going to happen. I don't know why people still believe that.
Because it's, again, it's back to that fact that we were talking about this before. When people are guilty, they're always going to feel that what they did to others will come back to them. So their fear is always, I don't like this. It's going to incite violence to come after me. Well, understand what you've done in your life. That doesn't necessarily mean people feel the same way as you did.
Yes.
I mean, because the white Turner family and then the black Turner family was on 60 Minutes. So
right.
You had them on both sides. And,
right.
You know, they felt like, oh, my God, you know, I don't think he was a hero. Where the black family like, oh, yeah, he was a hero. All right. You know,
yeah.
He made y'all think, y'all, we're not just going to lay down every time y'all tell us to do this. We may be your slaves, but we know it's wrong.
Right, right.
And the biggest thing about it was they wanted to say it was wrong. And they showed you, and it wasn't as intense as a lot of other movies. So, you know, if you're looking to see another Django, no, it's not going to be one of those.
Right, right.
But the humanity was taken away from the slaves and the black slaves. You can see the humanity was stripped from them.
Right, and that's what was really, really good, because he did bring to attention the emotion of seeing how one slave owner, how slave owners treat slaves differently in each plantation or each home.
Mm-hmm,
which
mm-hmm.
was, you know, which was, that was more real, you know what I'm saying? But then they just, I mean, I don't know if that's how the Turner plantation was treating their people, but it just seems that you could see how one was treated different than the other. And how, you know, again, you know, we see things differently because we're in this new age of how things are being seen and everything. And to me, it was... And like I said, it wasn't emotional. It wasn't emotional. It was a good story. It, like you said, it wasn't the 12 Years a Slave.
Right. So let's do the comparison once we go through the storyline. So basically, it started off as a young Nat Turner who was, they felt, you know, he had African ancestry. It shows some ceremonies that they were doing.
Well, they were showing from what I'm reading, he had visions.
Yeah, well, he had visions.
He had visions at a young age that he felt was going, that was telling him what he, you know, what he's supposed to do. You know, he felt these were visions from God.
Right.
So, and this is what, and if anybody was to read on Nate Turner, you will find that in, what was it, Wikipedia? Yeah, Wikipedia basically said that's what that they were talking about, what that's what he was seeing. So he felt that he was how would you say,
chosen
exactly, mm-hmm. to do God's work. He was a very religious person, very religious man, who talked about God and he was, and they was like, he was a pastor,
right? But the thing is, he wasn't religious until they taught him how to read, because he was very an inquisitive child. He was trying to read on his own. And once they found out that he can read, the slave owner's wife brought him in and said, well, we're going to teach him the Bible. If he's going to read anything, let's teach him the Bible. And then if you teach him the Bible, he can, you know, actually lead the other slaves. So it was a good benefit for them to have him actually read. And he was dedicated to the Bible and a very religious man once what he read was part of him.
Right, right.
And his visions matched up to that. But then there was a turn. So part of the beginning of the film, they went into just the day-to-day life of Nate, a couple of the day-to-day with slaves, the slave owners and what they did, some brutality from the slave catchers that came up. The slave catchers was a constant refrain in there because they constantly was looking for slaves running away.
Right. And they would, you know, either kill them or abuse them or, I mean, so it, you know, it shows what slavery, it showed what slavery was like back in the day.
Yeah. And the thing is, it showed it, you know, it didn't go into it. It didn't frame it in a different way. It showed it. You understood it. You know, emotionally, you can say that was wrong.
Yeah, but it seemed like he, you know, he kind of like softened up. The movie seemed a little soft to me because, you know, from reading from Wikipedia, it's the fact that Nate, the owner of the slavery, who Nate, the Turner family.
Right,
the Turner family. He did have a wife. So there was just certain things they weren't showing because it just it would look too violent to kill the woman, you know, and you know, who was laying in the bed. They did show one, but it wasn't as violent. You know what I'm saying? You know, putting the axe up and hitting somebody. You just see the axe going up. Right.
But again, from the beginning of the movie, I'm not talking revolt. So the beginning portion of the movie, it wasn't anything about the slaves revolting.
No, it wasn't. They didn't show anything. But it wasn't. I mean, he tried. It tried to stay true to history, but the owner was married.
Yeah.
The second owner was married, but that wasn't it. In the movie, it wasn't shown that.
Right. But so it was based. It didn't. It was based on a true story.
Right.
It wasn't fictionally or actual events. It was, you know, based on a true story.
Right, right.
So he took away a lot of things. And I think lingering on that, it was the beginning of the movie was a setup of him seeing that even though he preached about being equal and being submissive, he didn't understand how this brutality could continue on one side, but not on the other, you know? And it was a buildup. To me, it was kind of slow. So
okay,
slow buildup was kind of like, really?
Yeah, it was slow. But I mean, also, I mean, from looking, I can't say it was a movie about slavery.
No, I got that.
I'm trying to find a way to say, ooh, this movie really educated me it educated me, but did I have a feeling for it? It's a black movie. And one thing I can't say, it was very well done.
No, it was good.
I've seen some worse movies, but this movie was very well done, very tasteful. So let's say it this way. There was a lot of people out there who was upset at the fact that, one, it didn't go national. It's an independent movie. Independent movies usually start off in small theaters. That was one. Two is people wanted to protest because they didn't like Nate. Not Nate Turner, the other Nate. What's his name, baby?
Yeah.
I forgot his last name, but y'all know what I'm talking about. And, I mean, those are the issues that they were talking about. Third, they were afraid that black folks was going to get up and go rioting. Well, we have other issues besides that.
Exactly.
So that, to me, were the three issues of why, you know, it was a slow, this movie came out slow. And I think it was appropriate for it to come out slow because, again.
Wait a minute. So when I say slow, I don't mean that it went to three movie theaters or four movie theaters. I'm saying the pace of the movie.
No.
As
I'm not,
you watch that.
No, and I understand what you were talking about, but I'm talking about just when the movie first came out. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the initial, how black people or how people are reacting to the movie for it to come out the way it did. Not the slow pace of the movie.
Okay, so I was talking about the slow pace.
Right, you were talking about the slow pace of the movie.
So when I'm saying the slow pace of the movie, it didn't look like anything was going to occur. But I think he wanted to emphasize that it took him a while before he made the decision that he wanted to revolt.
I think he was mentally insane.
Why is that?
Because, one, he felt that the visions was a sign from God.
Yeah.
And so, from what I read from the history, he had a lot of visions.
Yeah, so that's Wikipedia.
Right, that's Wikipedia. That's based on...
Anybody can put anything in Wikipedia.
Right, but that's based on the book that somebody wrote about him, the time that he was, in prison.
So there was kind of references.
Right.
Right.
Okay, so... So the visions is what, you know, I think that him talking about the fact that where he came from, they didn't show too much visions.
No, they showed enough.
I mean.
They showed enough for you to say, what are these dreams and visions he keep thinking about? It made you at least question it. It wasn't like periodically it came up. It showed when he was a child he was having it. It showed even when an adult he was having it. So I don't think he was mentally unstable. I think, you know, when people have dreams about things, it's interpreted differently. So The interpretation of people saying visions from God, if you had dreams about things that are realistic, they either say it's from the devil or it's from God.
Right, right.
There was no intermediate, you know,
well, I mean, because
wherever.
I mean, for him to have led himself to do what he did. And so, that's how I'm seeing it, because you know, like you said, there's visions that, you know, that'll tell you, you know, good things to do or whatever you need to do. Mm-hmm. But I think those visions where he felt led him to do what he's doing.
Well, that's an interpretation though. So, you know, Martin Luther King didn't ever say he had visions that God told him to do this. He said this was a calling.
Right.
Gandhi said didn't have visions, but he knew this was a calling.
Right.
So, you know, back then, you know, think about religious-wise, prior to Christianity, these were the things of the African religions of spirits.
Right, right.
Really coming to them in things in that
right.
way.
Right.
So I thought that was an interesting fact or way he showed it. I think one of the concerns that I had was he just lingered too much on a lot of relationships on the first end.
Which is?
Well, he tried to establish the relationship with him and his wife. He tried to establish a relationship that, I think that was good, though. I think the relationship with him and the slave owner taking him to these other plantations made him see that something is absolutely wrong.
Well, that's
otherwise, I don't think he would have ever thought to rebel.
Right, and that's because the plantation owner was getting paid for him to preach and to convince the other.
And he was in debt. Yeah.
Right, to convince the other slaves, don't run away.
Obey your master.
Yeah, obey your master. Right, exactly.
But I just think the pace of it was, he wanted to put a lot of, he just did it differently. I'm not saying it's a bad movie though.
No, don't get me wrong.
Yeah. It's not a bad movie.
And I agree with you on that. But it just seemed. I mean, maybe because it seems so nicey.
It was a story. So if it wasn't slavery and it was somewhere back in and where black people had to deal with some things and moved along, it would have been fine. But we knew, because we know about the history of Nate Turner, that there was a big rebellion.
Right.
To me, the rebellion was anticlimactic.
Okay.
Because at the end, it was so short that it was kind of like, whoa, wait a minute. All of this built up to a couple of minutes, and it was done.
Right. And that's why I was like, slavery was much more brutal and disgusting and nastier than that. Made it seem like he, I mean, to me, it was almost, okay, I'll give you a perfect example. When, you know, he was going there preaching, you know, to these other plantation, and he was handing him money, I expect for him to hand him money for preaching.
But he's a slave, though.
Right, but that's how it felt. You know, it felt to me that kind of way, almost like, because slavery was so, it was so bad, and yet the movie made it seem like he wasn't in slavery. I mean, that's how it.
So it made it seem like for him, he was almost his partner.
Exactly.
He didn't make it seem that that was his slave. He only showed him he was his slave during the portion when he was kind of talking back to him.
Right.
That was the only time that it was, you're a slave.
Right.
But before that, he was different, even though the other slave owner said, you still a nigga like everybody else.
Right.
You know, we don't treat our niggas differently. I think what he showed with slavery, even though the brutality wasn't blatant. So I think the blatant brutality wasn't there. But when they came out and you saw some were bleeding and some patches on their eyes,
yeah,
the guy knocked the guy's teeth out as they were talking to him, right, like it was nothing. And the way the other guy was looking at him under the mask over his mouth, you knew there was brutality going on.
Right.
He didn't show it,
right,
but you knew about it.
Right.
It was kind of passive.
But
the thing is, you can get mad at some of those things, but it's so much that's so worse that, you know,
because it didn't make you mad. I mean, it didn't
seem like he, why, because he got whooped and his wife got raped, that's when it turned.
Right.
But it was a lot bigger than that.
Right, because, you know, with 12 Years a Slave, you felt it. Oh, yeah. My God.
So that's a great segue.
Yeah, I mean, and this is why a lot of people didn't want to see 12 Years a Slave, mm-hmm, because the emotion was there. And you felt it, and you can never forget it. With this movie, I seen it, I can forget about it.
Right, exactly, exactly.
I mean, because it doesn't give me that strong attachment to say, oh my God, yes, I could relate to it. Let me see, what would happen? I think it was, where was it? I think it was when they were previewing a movie. I think it was a preview in a movie.
What's that?
With the women, about women. They were previewing the movie about the women computers,
mm-hmm,
the black women who are computers.
Right.
I cried for that one because I could relate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I was hoping that with this movie, I could relate to have that emotion.
So, that's a relation with you. So think.
No.
Empathy. No, have empathy for who else will cry for that. You know what I mean? So with Birth of a Nation, this movie here, it's what we've seen before. So it wasn't nothing new, and it didn't capture us. You know what I mean? Yeah. There was nothing to grab you to say, wow, this is bad.
Yeah, because we've seen many movies.
Like this.
And we can actually speak on those movies and speak on this one. And, you know, and like I said, you seen movies that are black movies that are not good quality, mm-hmm, movies,
right?
But
this was a good one, though.
No, it was a very good quality movie. Mm-hmm. But like you said, I think you hit it on the dot too, which was the revolt was not long enough because that was
the climax.
That's where he was known for.
Yeah, he wasn't known for being a preacher that turned to a rebel. He was known as a slave that revolted.
Right.
And then they found out he happened to be a preacher.
Right.
So I wanted to talk back to what you brought up, 12 Years a Slave, and the emotions with that. So the emotions of 12 Years a Slave, and I think it's because of direction, the director, and the way he wanted to give you a feeling and not just a visual. Because he lingered on things. When the brutality was there, it was so bad, it made you feel like, remember, they was hanging him and the slaves came out and they couldn't even touch him. They were so afraid. It made you feel afraid, like, man, they can't even help him.
Yeah.
Or they would die.
Yeah.
Not they would get whipped and they would go back. No, you knew they would have died, but they snuck out. They put a little something under his feet. They gave him a little water, and he ran away.
Right,
and he just stayed there for hours.
Right, right.
Basically strangling to death.
Right.
And you're like, oh, my God, this is ridiculous.
Right.
And then this guy was the most intelligent black man, probably the most intelligent man, you know, because they even had incompetent, uneducated white people. But this guy had to take his intelligence and put it away.
Yes, he did.
In order to survive.
Yes.
And that's what said, can you relate to that?
Yes.
Whether you're a man or a black woman, if you're intelligent and you're part of a system that says if you show that, you will be shunned.
Yes.
You would be brutalized. You would be fired. Anything like that. That's the emotion that was in 12 Years a Slave.
Right.
What this was, slaves wanted to have a nice life, even though things were going bad.
Right.
That's what it felt like.
Right.
Slaves was kind of having a decent life, but things did get bad. And then the revolt, which was the biggest thing, he didn't show. It went from killing maybe two farms to going to the armory.
Right. Because it was much bigger than that. It was 48 hours.
Yeah. Nonstop.
And then, you know, then the whole thing was that they only show one person telling on him.
Yeah.
I mean, it was much bigger than that.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's what he's known for. And that's where I could understand where a small part of it was them telling a small part of his history,
mm-hmm.
but then go right into how he decided to create this revolt.
And they could have shown that. I think if he would have shortened that, but I think he wanted to humanize him for people who didn't think he was a hero.
He wanted to show, kind of like,
I'm going to use another reference, like Snowden. They wanted to show Snowden from the movie Snowden. They wanted to show him as a human being that had feelings, not just a criminal.
And you know what I said? He's a nerd. How can you make a nerd
a criminal?
Oh, I mean, you.
He didn't want anything.
He's a boring. This movie. Let's not go into Snowden.
No. But what I'm saying is, when you humanize people who are demonized, that's what a lot of directors want to say. Look, I know you feel them that way, but if I go into the crime, then you will never know that this person's a human being.
Yeah.
So I got that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it failed. Well, it didn't. No, I won't say it failed. It could have been set up a lot better, and he could have focused on why he did it, showed the reasons why he did it, he went to these other farms and killed these people.
And how it became a failure.
Yeah.
Because if I remember correctly, because, I mean, there was more than, I remember reading, there was more than one person that told on him. You know,
yeah, and there was other revolts.
And there was other revolts as well based on what he had done.
Right.
You know, but it was not just there, because when they heard about his, some other people got together and did the same thing, because it had spread so fast.
But then they didn't get into the point of, you know, and it would have been better for them to show that even at the end that, and you read it, they had to change laws.
Yes, they did. They changed
for slaves not to be able to do certain things.
Yes.
Slaves not having access to certain things. Slaves, new laws to say we got to keep these people in bondage.
Yes, it did.
And in a way not to educate them, because they felt if you educated them, things like this would happen.
Right, right. And I mean, again, I mean, it was a good movie. It made its point.
Yeah.
It could have been better.
Yes.
I think it was great that they let it out as an independent movie at first.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it should have been a national opening right then and there.
Well, it's out there. I'm not sure how many theaters it's in, but I think it's not independent as like most independents are.
Right.
Because Fox Searchlight, it has a wide distribution.
Right, it does.
It's not the major distribution, right, but right. It has a wide distribution range.
Right.
So it's out there for people to see.
And I think black people shouldn't go see it. I think everybody should go see it.
This is a history that most people
right,
don't know.
And I don't think it was, I mean, like I said, I'm a person that when I see things, I do cry when it really gets to me. Because I like the emotion. I love an emotion when a good movie makes me cry. I really feel this is an excellent movie because I can get into it. Mm-hmm. But this movie didn't do that, and I mean that kind of disappointed me.
So again, let's take some things in consideration. First of all, I don't think he wanted to offend a lot of people. He wanted to tell a story. So if you look at the whole movie, he wanted to tell a story. Mm-hmm. That's one. Two, this is the first time he's directing. So even though he did a good job with the quality that he did, he didn't understand or he wasn't able to elicit the emotion of the actual audience. I think he had a emotion for the characters, but it didn't transfer into the audience, I believe. Okay. So that was a thing that he's got to, if he's going to be a better director and make movies like this that is emotional, he didn't capture that either. And third, this is a very controversial person. So I think he wanted to be a little more careful with that because, you know, what I keep hearing and a lot of the online scuttlebutt and even on the 60 Minutes is, well, he killed women and children and they didn't put that in there, so that's not realistic. If you would have seen that, then you wouldn't call him a hero. I was like, gotcha. But there's a lot of slave owners that did it. There's a lot of leaders during that time that did it. But we don't focus on that. So to try to demonize him because he did this doing his revolt, he wanted to make sure that, you know, in order to instill terror and fear, he had to do that because that's what they did to the slaves.
Well, of course they're going to feel offended by it because, you know, he killed white people. That's just...
Just like the guy said in the movie, yeah. I got to do something about it because his father killed a white man.
I mean, just nothing you can say about it. I mean, that's what happened. And you're going to get people to say everything and anything to try to justify... You know.
Yeah. Like Luke Cage.
Yeah. I mean.
That's too black. That's so racist. There's no white people in there. That's too black.
Oh my God.
They, like, shut the hell up.
They say that about every superhero. They He's turn too black. Black. Okay.
He's too black.
But know. I mean, you know, the whole, you know, the thing is that it was all about Nate Turner. Nate Turner. And another thing is nobody knew he was married. So that was another thing that, I think that was a good thing that they brought that into it. You know, that they did.
Married?
Yeah, that he was married. Nate Turner was married and was like, wow, I didn't even know he was married. Mm-hmm. You know, because they all talked about him, you know. Even in the books that I have read on slavery, they never mentioned that Nate Turner was married. So, and they didn't kill his wife or his children. So.
Which was kind of strange to me because. Normally, they take revenge on him. You know, they take revenge on the families. Mm-hmm. They normally do.
Right.
These slave owners and these white racists, mm-hmm. because that's what they were. I mean, come on now. You saw it and you knew it.
Well, I didn't find out her history as of yet because I'm just finding out that, you know, that was true. Mm-hmm. So, but it was very interesting how, you know, that turned out as well. I love, you know, all the, you know, you had, the actresses was very good. The acting was very good.
I think the acting was really good.
Really, really good. I was thinking about how they actually were talking compared to how they were talking in 12 Years a Slave. You know, you had, it was almost like they were talking like if they were everyday people.
Yeah.
12 Years a Slave, you know, compared to them, they made sure that they were talking like the slave time.
Yeah, so they didn't kind of make it kind of realistic. Mm-hmm. Because they talk like they were intelligent.
Yes, they did.
And the only way you can talk intelligent in that way is basically you were taught. Mm-hmm. Because the slaves didn't have a lot of exposure with the white people that were articulate. So for them to talk in that way, he didn't really move toward that. Where in 12 Years a Slave, you knew why the main character can articulate himself.
Right.
Because he was educated.
He was very well educated.
But all the other slaves was looking at him like, yo, you need to get right, boy.
Yeah.
You a slave now.
Yeah, exactly.
Then he had to conform to that.
Right.
And you can imagine mentally going through that you saying, I'm a man of my own means, and I am being degraded and trapped, and I became a slave. I was never a slave.
Right.
I became a slave.
And you know what's interesting is that we're going to start seeing more people go because they can relate to what Nate Turner movie is about because we're going through it right now.
With the police.
Yes. So I can see, you're going to see a lot more people wanting to, they're definitely going to go see this movie because they can relate to it.
So it was a good story, though.
It was. If
you break it away, so give me your opinion. If you had to grade the movie and then you would have had to grade the story from 1 to 10, what would you grade the story?
The story, I would grade a 6.
A 6. Mm-hmm. What would you grade the movie?
I would grade the movie an 8.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm backwards.
Okay. Because
go ahead,
the movie,
go ahead. You go with yours though.
Because the acting was really good, it was a good quality movie. It was, and I mean, he did a very good directing on the movie. You know, and like you said, there's little things that you know we'll pick out because that's how we are. Mm-hmm. But overall, if anybody else was to go see it, I think that if I was just anybody who didn't know a lot about how we go to movies, I would say 8
for the movie. But I didn't say them. I said you, though.
Yeah, for me, I would say 8 for the movie.
Okay. So the reason why I said a 8 for the story, mm-hmm, and 6 for the movie is the story did exactly what it supposed to have done. The story was about Nate Turner, who lived through the Bible and found that the Bible really wasn't fair. And then when he realized the Bible said, don't tolerate this, then do something about it, then it turned to a rebellion and it went from there. So yep. The story was fine. The story was fine.
Okay, the story
so
was fine.
So when you look at the movie, I'm like, the movie was too slow. It wasn't emotional enough to get you to feel that the reason why he really rebelled was these atrocities that was going on. And then on the back end, they minimized the revolt minutes.
Right, and that's why I was saying the story could have been fixed, where if they had made the story where a little bit more of the revolt was added to it.
But that's the movie. That's not the story.
Yeah, but that's how
the story was there.
No,
the story was about a revolt.
Right, but he didn't do the story. He put the story, like you said, he put the emotional part of Nate into the story and then made the revolt the lesser part of the story.
But it was the story. So don't get confused with the story in the movie. The movie has to be longer in order to have an impact. But the story about Nate Turner was there. You can't say, even though it said it was 48 hours, they can show you 2 minutes.
Yeah, but he could have, he had the story.
Yeah.
He had the story. So he had more than enough information to make the story better than what it was.
But he can't make the story better. He can make the movie better.
No, but he decided how the movie was going to be by selecting lesser of...
What did you just say? Say that one more time. No, you did it right. You said it exactly right. No, Lisa, you said it exactly. He could have made the movie better by adding in additional portions of the story. That's why I said the story was fine. because the story gave you exactly what it needed to be. But if he would have added more of the story to the movie, it would have had more of an impact. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
I'm not changing my view.
You don't have to.
That's what you want me to do.
You don't have to.
Whatever.
You can have yours. So anyway, that's what I'm saying. So if someone says, should I see it? Yes, it's a good educational story to give you some good background and let you know what went on. A lot of people do not know what's going on. This was something that happened in Virginia and Southampton area. My family's from that area. So, you know, shout out to Hampton and Newport News. And that's really what it was. So I'm looking at it and saying, wow, good story. I'm glad they finally did something in reference to that. Great story. But movie-wise, it could have been a better movie.
Okay. But
I can borderline say if I recommend to someone, it'll be a 7. Me personally, it's a low 6.
Mm-hmm. I mean, no matter. I mean, either way, people are going to go see it.
Well,
I don't think
people
they're gonna,
should go see it.
Right, and I don't think they're going to be... I'm waiting for somebody to say, I don't want to go see it because of the violence.
And then you can tell them.
I'm like, really, seriously? Yo, I mean, so did you go see 12 Years a Slave? I couldn't watch it. I'll be quick to tell them, then don't go see Nick Turner. don't do it.
Yeah, don't go.
Because
see
if
that
you don't, line. I mean, if you have that kind of, if you feel that kind of way,
quiz.
Any kind of black movie, kind I said, queasy. You know, don't get me wrong. You know, you'll see all these Nazi movies, that Holocaust movies, left and right, and they, you know, and people want to, they want to make sure people are reminded of what Hitler's done. You know, but as black people, we don't want to be reminded of slavery. And, you know, living in the Caribbean, you know, there's a different kind of, you know, we know that they had plantation dance and they're all gone, you know. And the understanding is, yeah, we don't need to remind them of that. But this is history. And all this history is important for us, not only for ourselves, but to teach our children that this really happened. Because it's this space in our lives where it's like almost don't exist. Because, you know, history is, you know, slavery is not really taught in public schools like it should.
Right, right.
So this is like very important. Like right now they're bringing back, what is it, Roots?
Well, see, Roots was up and down. So you had portions in there that really got you. And then there was portions that just gave you the story.
Yeah.
And then it went right back into
then
the
atrocities.
Then it's
another show, The Underground.
Yeah, I didn't get to see that either.
Yeah, I saw maybe part of the first episode. I just didn't feel like getting into it. You know, it said it's really good.
But if they didn't capture you, I mean, sometimes it's good to see history. But sometimes it's kind of like, okay, I know about that. Or, yeah, that was good to know, but that wasn't exciting.
And I mean, that's the thing. I will read it before I want to watch it. I would rather read it than watch it. Because I can highlight a lot of things and bring attention to a lot of things that way than to watch it. You know, everybody has, you know, different ways of, you know, want to absorb certain things. But anyway, right. So what else?
Nothing. So no. So again, it's, I just say, this was a good movie to see. It was a good movie to learn history. A great start for Nate. I forget his last name again, but his name is Nate Parker, I believe.
Yeah, Nate Parker. That's it.
Yeah, so Nate Parker. It's a good start for him. I think I've seen him in movies prior to this, and he's a pretty good actor.
Yeah, he done TV shows as well.
So this is a good start for him. This is a good movie that he can say, look, this is something I've been trying to do for years, and I can see he really wanted to show this guy as a human being that people didn't really know.
As a young director, like I said, as a young director, he did very good.
Oh yeah,
he's as a young director, he did Very, very good. I'm very, I have to.
You should be impressed.
Yes, very impressed, with that, of him doing that. You know, normally they usually directors do it in a much older age.
Mm-hmm. Especially to this magnitude.
Yes.
Because this was a large scope.
Yep, and then there's a lot of movie company good. Was fighting over this movie.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them.
Coming from the festival, it was like, whoa. I think he won a couple of awards for this.
Oh, no, enough to that. It brought attention to the fact that they all were fighting over how much they were going to give him for it. And he took the first one, which if he had waited just a little bit longer. A
little bit longer. So I can imagine the uncut version of it. But
oh, that's true.
So I don't know what, you know.
If it, you know, yeah.
If it was or not.
Yeah, you're right.
That would be really interesting.
You're right. That's true.
To find out if it was or not.
That's
true. You know what I mean?
That's true.
So it was the Sundance. So I apologize. It was the Sundance Award. He got the Audience Award, and then he got the Grand Jury Prize for a dramatic movie. So really good. Really good. And but we went to see that, and then my wife and I really, you know, as you see, we have conflicting opinions on certain things, but the type of movies that we see, we don't want to waste our time with, like Madea Boo. Sorry, won't get a review on that. I apologize. Actually, I don't apologize. You should apologize for going, but not going to see that. But well worth the see on this movie, and very impressive. I would like to see what he will be doing in his future. And I'm hoping he gets the opportunity as well. They rated it a little low, but we'll be fine. We'll be fine. But thanks for tuning in. This is the review of The Birth of a Nation.
Cry.
Thank you.
Bye.